Traveling the world can be an expensive business if you don't have the right passport. The Henley Passport Index ranks South Africa's passport as the 53rd most powerful passport out of 107 countries. The South African passport allows access to some 100 countries, but of course there are more powerful passports in terms of the number of countries they can access without a visa. Well, to tell us about some of these powerful passport countries and what attributes they have that give them this power, I'm joined on the line by Ryan Renison. He's a managing director of Move Up. Thanks very much for joining us, Ryan. So what does it mean to have a powerful passport?
Thanks for having me on the show. To have a powerful passport, it just really boils down to how many countries you can visit visa-free. So the more countries you can visit visa-free, the more powerful your passport is.
So which are some of the countries that rank highly in this regard, and what characteristics do they have that enable their citizens to mostly roam free across many parts of the world?
Yeah, so I mean, if you take a global context, there's 196 countries in the world, and the top passports, they allow travels to 190 countries, and being Tokyo and Ofana Contra or the other one. But those are the most powerful countries, or the most powerful passports that allow for that visitation rights.
And what about countries, the typical countries that, you know, one would think of, maybe the United States, the UK? Are those, presumably they're fairly powerful passports?
Surprisingly, the first world countries, they're competing on this right. They're up in the top 10, yes, but they're not necessarily the top 3%.
So it's the Asian countries that are overshooting them?
At this stage, yes. Yeah.
So what about dual citizenship? Are there many countries that South Africans can get dual citizenship with, and what usually is the qualification?
So, yes, South Africans can get dual citizenship with any country should they wish. And that is a strategy that some South African investors or those are able to pursue a second nationality look at, is if I were to get another nationality, what benefits would that country's nationality bring? From my perspective, there's a lot of emphasis, or there's an overhyping of how many countries you could visit with a nationality.
Yeah.
So that South African passport allows you to visit without a visa 100 countries. The reality is the average traveler or the average person can only see at max 9 countries in their lifetime. That's the average traveler. So with that in mind, you know, to have access to 100 countries visa-free, are you really going to utilize that freedom of travel? Is there really a need to, you know, make such a big thing about that access?
Yeah, but it's not about the number, is it? It's about the destination. The destination you want to go to, does it allow you to go in there free?
Yes, and that's what this Henley Partners demographic doesn't represent. It doesn't really define what those countries are. That's further studies that one needs to factor in when they are placing emphasis on what nationality.
So, Ryan, is it quite easy for high net worth individuals to be able to get a more powerful passport? In other words, if you have a good value proposition for an economy, like you're going to build a business or something like that, can you get a passport that way?
Yes. Entrepreneurial skills are encouraged by other countries, and mostly, yes, definitely. And also, if you can bring in foreign investment, yes, a lot of countries open their doors and make provisions for that.
Yeah. Yeah. So with the United States, we know that President Trump has been keen to stem immigration. But what about the green card? How easy is it for one to get their hands on that? And of course, I do understand that a green card is a sort of visa and not an American passport per se.
Yeah. My area of expertise lies primarily in the United Kingdom's immigration legislation. So the US is a bit out of my grasp.
Okay, no problem.
But I do keep my eye on it, and I have witnessed that he is increasing his investment threshold.
Yes.
So he's still open to foreign investment, but you just got to look to pay more in the coming years.
Right.
To get access to that green card.
And just to conclude, you think that the South African passport is pretty powerful enough as it is?
Look, I mean, it would be nicer if we can get access to more first world countries visa-free. Hmm. That's what we don't have access to. But at this stage, we can get to our neighboring countries quite easily And then some good holiday island destinations that are also up for grabs without a visa.
Thanks very much, Ryan, for your time. That was Ryan Renison. He's a managing director of MoveUp.